Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, how art thou, my brethren?
What's going on, Doc? Man, how am I? I'm traveling right now, man, on my way to Memphis, Tennessee, and currently recording this show in Atlanta Airport, one of my favorite places.
I know, man. I mean, I thought about that. I was like, well, damn, we could have just waited till you got to Memphis to do the show, but I don't know what you got planned today, man. So I'd like to go ahead and knock this out right now because I know the Rams fans be looking for this episode, and I don't want them to wait any longer. First of all, Isaac, we coming off a good week one win over Chicago Bears, man. Extremely dominant, man. We look very good. So now we move on to the Indianapolis Colts heading on the road. The Colts lost last week 0-1 to Seattle, you know, another division four of ours, but we ain't worried about them. We worried about us. But, Isaac, what are you looking for, man, as we head on the road for the first time this season to face a Colts squad that may be without 5 to 7 starters, bro?
Well, I tell you what, Doc. I mean, we never want to be complacent, based on the opponent that we're playing. I mean, we're playing the Indianapolis Colts. As you mentioned, they were beat at home last week versus the Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, it's the NFL, Doc. You don't get the same team every week, especially in the first part of the season. So I think the Colts will be like a caged animal this weekend, hoping and looking not to start their season 0-2 with two home game losses. I don't see or imagine any NFL team wanting to start a season like that. But as far as the Rams are concerned, man, I'm looking forward to getting after the quarterback. That's pretty much what we're based the foundation of our defense on. Putting pressure on Carson Wentz and making sure that he is as uncomfortable as we can make it. So he was running around a lot for the Seahawks last week, and I'm sure we got a lot of input from the film that we watched versus the Seahawks. And hopefully, you know, Coach Morris can do the same thing, create a lot more havoc for this Colts offense.
Now, you're talking about them being a caged animal. I hope they are a caged animal, which means they'll still be in a cage. And when an animal's in a cage and you're running free, you can just take advantage and do whatever you want to with them. Now, we know how the Rams played last week. I just want to look at what the Colts put up, man. Their quarterback is Carson Wentz, man. He got kicked out of Philly. Now he's in Indianapolis, man. He put up 251 yards passing against the Seahawks, 2 touchdowns. But they did touch him, sack him 3 times in their running game. They ran for 113 yards, man, 30 carries. Their running back is Jonathan Taylor. He had 17 carries, 56 yards. You know the dude, he balled out against Wisconsin. Not sure what kind of NFL player he's going to be right now. But as far as offensive-wise, man, they really don't scare you too much. Not at all, because Carson Wentz, now he can be successful, but he isn't a quarterback you look and you be afraid of. But if Seattle can sack him 3 times, and we got Aaron Donald and that defense coming against him, and also what the Colts got going on and what we are and who we are, I kind of like our chances against them. And I think they might be missing 2 offensive linemen, man. So they might be up against it for real.
Well, you just look at the injury report that's been floating around these last two days, man. They have some pretty big names. Quentin Nelson being one of the guys that hasn't practiced all week. He had that foot injury in training camp. And I'm not sure how much he's recovered from that. And on the defensive side, you're talking about Darius Leonard. I think he's the heart and soul of the entire Colts team. So if those two guys don't play, and they have illness stated by his name, so we're not really sure what that is. So if those two guys be absent, you know, it makes it all the better for the Rams playing on Sunday. But at the same time, you know, you got to go in and with your eyes open in this matchup. Like I said, they lost their first game at home. They want to get back on track. And plus, it's a 1 o'clock start game for a West Coast team. So this is that first game that we have this year where we have to fly across the country and start at a 1 p.m. So that's going to be, 10 o'clock for us as far as the internal clock is concerned. And just make sure that, you know, Coach McVay has done a great job with these type games, getting us to an early start and putting points on the board.
And Isaac, you made a great point, man, because I talked about the two offensive tackles who may not be playing. They may be missing a couple of dudes on their defense too, especially in their defensive backfield. And this is the team, our Rams, you don't want to be shortchanging when you're missing somebody on the defensive backfield, man, because I know, you know, Seattle put up some decent passing numbers, but hey, they don't have the crew that we got. So talking about us, man, if we do face this coach team that's missing somebody in the – hold on. First thing I meant to say, man, was salute to Matthew Stafford, man, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. My bad, Matthew Stafford, man. Put up huge numbers. Now, facing Indianapolis, if y'all ask missing a couple of defensive backs, bro, Matthew Stafford and those receivers got to be like, look, man, we really need to be focused because we really have an opportunity to put up some big numbers. And not only an opportunity to put up some big numbers, but to put up some big numbers on the road, bro. And that's always huge when you can do that.
Well, it's always the talking head's job to keep our eyes on the injury report list and things of that nature, the point spread, things like that. But as far as the players are concerned, Doc, it's always about the team and what they do, how they execute on offense, defense, and from a special team standpoint. When you do that, you go out and you play your game, and you're really not concerned who lines up in front of you. Just go out and do your job to the best of your ability.
Now, what we got to do, man, you know, I saw that Sebastian Joseph Day, I think he was held out because he got hurt a little bit in that first game. But other than that, we really came out of week one pretty cool, pretty healthy. You know, I know Andrew Whitworth and I think Aaron Donald, a couple of those guys got, you know, they got a chance to rest and didn't really have to practice. But as far as Joseph Day is concerned, we talk about Aaron Donald, man, and he does put in some work. But Big Dog, you don't hear his name a lot, but he does take up some space, man, and he does occupy blockers. So he is a key part of that defense, and I'm hoping that he can make it out there on Sunday and give us something.
Well, he's one of those type of guys that plays his role, Doc. And his role right now is to take up blockers and free our linebackers and attempt to get Aaron Donald some one-on-one matchups. I mean, that's rare and few, but at the same time, he's a great run stopper. He does his job, and we're expecting growth from him, man. I mean, maybe second and a half or third season being with the Rams right now. So we're expecting growth from him, and he's expecting to move up as well, man. He's probably got a contract situation coming up here soon. So it bodes well for him to always be available, always be there on film, growing and making plays.
Now, Ike, radio station, man, for Indianapolis radio station, talking about the game, and they were talking about Stafford. And of course, Stafford gave us what we thought he could. 20 of 26, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns, no sacks. He put up work. And they was asking about the comparison between him and Goff, and we know it really ain't no comparison. Matthew Stafford is a better quarterback, way better quarterback than Jared Goff. But what I want to see is what Goff didn't really give us. Remember, Goff would give us one good game and give us about 3 trash games, or 2 good games and give us about 4 trash games. I want to see the consistency from Matthew Stafford, but I know what you're going to say, because I'm going to say it now. He's been showing us that since he got in the league. So I'm really not too – I know, bro. I'm really not too worried about him being consistently playing well. But I do want to see how he responds in this Rams uniform on the road. And you played in Indy before. I mean, that crowd ain't really that rowdy, is it, bro?
No, not at all, man. One of the most quietest places that you want to play a football game. And I think I played there twice. But at the same time, Doc, you know, when you talk about Stafford and salute to him for winning that award this week, it's huge. That's a huge honor. So you talk about him. I mean, we don't like living in the past. However, it's our job to bring up, you know, what guys have done in the past. 45,000 career passing yards. His first game with the Rams started off with a bang. So he's not one of those guys where you have to, you know, you have two types of dogs. One dog, you have to say, sick him. Okay, get him, big fella. And he's and the other dog, you're like, whoa, man. Yo, take it easy. I think Stafford is a whoa, man. So from the standpoint of always being available for his team, always being competitive, and he's a guy that's self-motivating. So this is another opportunity, and this time on the road, just to show what type of quarterback and who he is. He's currently in the second week of his introduction into the Los Angeles Rams fans, just what kind of player he is.
And speaking of that offense, man, and also we talked about their running game, man. Their running game did look good because we did run the ball and was able to be physical when it was time to be physical. So shout out to Darrell Henderson, and I love what he gave us. And hopefully Sony Michel is learning more of the offense, and we can put him in there, implement him more into the offensive game plan, and switch he and Darrell out if needed be. But on the defense, as well as we talked about Raheem Morris and well as that defense played, Jalen Ramsey being physical, Aaron Donald doing his thing. Isaac, I kind of hit on it, man. Leonard Floyd was a little quiet in that first game, bro. And looking back last year, he had 10 and a half sacks, but I like Leonard, and a lot of those 10 and a half sacks came in like three games, and a lot of them games you really didn't hear from him too much. So week one, we really didn't hear from Leonard Floyd too much, but we're going to need this dude to really pick it up and do some things. So do you anticipate Leonard Floyd looking at his week one production or lack of production and like, okay, I need to go into week two and do a lot more and kind of prove myself, because he has gotten that loop now?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, for me, money doesn't change a person. It only makes you more what you already are. True, so true. Absolutely. We're looking for more production from that position. But, Doc, it's only week one. It's week one, one game. We can go up and down the list offensively, defensively. We can even look at Johnny Hecker and say, you know what, he didn't kick the ball like he normally does for one game. Yeah. We could do that, but no. What we're going to do, we're going to be professional, and we're going to say, okay, this is the first four games of the season. It's an extension of the preseason. And just judge him off this game. I'm sure he'll make his presence be felt in these next upcoming games, and, you know, we won't have to look at his money anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't looking at his money, man. I ain't counting his pockets, bro. I like Leonard Floyd. I don't know him. I ain't never met him, but I like him. I know he got some dog in him when he activates that dog. I'm just one of those, like, if I was talking to him, I'd be like, bro, you a monster, dog. Monster all the time. That's all I'm saying. I'm not looking at his money, Isaac. I ain't never look at – I did look at you sometimes, but I'm just saying. I ain't just looking at his money, man. Other than that, that Rams defense, as we talk about, they played well. But the Bears were able to get – you know, the Bears were able to run the rock on us, man. But I know that has a lot to do with David Montgomery. I know for a fact Jonathan Taylor is not David Montgomery. But if the Colts were to look at anything – they can look at the success that Chicago had running the rock, especially David Montgomery, when he ripped off of like a 41 yarder. So if the Colts offense were to look at any weaknesses we may have, it may be our run defense, man. So that's something we definitely need to shore up with A'shaun Robinson and some of those other dudes, bro.
Yeah, man. We always start there. I mean, every team in this league, they're looking to run the football first and foremost, man. I mean, we talked about how it's always your running game that closes out games with your 4-minute offense. So if teams can go in and try to establish a run, yeah, we have to get better at that. We have to make sure that we take away that one thing that can be a lifeblood to every team, which is the running game. So that's playing on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage and wreaking havoc, some tackle for losses, and try to discourage teams from attempting to run the football on us.
Now, a lot of people, man, they hear players talk about, man, West Coast team going across, man, it's time different stuff, man. A lot of people, they kind of downplay that. But no, bro, if your body ain't used to doing some work at 10 a.m. in the morning, when it ain't really used to being up firing, man, and you living on a whole different part of the country, that does take effect. But the Rams did perform well last year, man, when that, you know, on a couple of cross-country games. So I'm expecting them to come out and be professional and be ready to ball out. Sean McVay having a nice little game plan. Raheem Morris having a nice little defensive game plan. And Jalen Ramsey, I would expect Jalen Ramsey to even play even sort of like he played last week, because Carson Wentz also isn't a guy who's just going to chunk it down the field. He like to dink and dunk. So Jalen can be around that line of scrimmage and do help with run support even more. As far as you're concerned, do you expect Raheem, you know, Coach Morris, to use Jalen similarly that like he did in week one? Because Andy Dalton and Carson Wentz, you know, they damn near interchangeable to me, man. And they don't really provide a deep threat, somebody you're going to be scared of.
Well, we could have a package in for Jalen once again at this game. I mean, I think one of the biggest absences that the coach had right now is T.Y. Hilton. He's the guy that takes the top off the defense for them. He's not playing. So, you know, that kind of puts Carson in a position to find that new guy who can do and play the way T.Y. plays. But you know what? As far as that's concerned, I think it'll be different. We'll see if it works. If it doesn't work, I'm sure we'll go to plan A1 and put that form of defense out there and see what the other guys can do. As far as that body is concerned, Doc, you know, that long flight coming from the West Coast to the East Coast, you know, it's like I'm teaching my daughter right now. I'm teaching her that you're born with three slaves, your body being one of them. Your body doesn't tell you what to do. You tell it what to do. You tell it when to perform. You start. Your money being another one of your slaves, time being another one of your slaves, and faith being another slave. So those are things that shouldn't dictate to you, but you should dictate to them.
All praises to the Most High, man. That's some great advice, man.
Hopefully. Yada. Yada.
You don't know doubt, man. So, you know, all praises, man. I love it. You know, I love it. I just, you know, that's Hall of Fame mindset. So people want to be Hall of Famers on the field or in life. That's a Hall of Fame mindset. But other than everything else, man, I'm expecting us to come out with a dub on Sunday. So say you, Isaac.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd like to see my team get after these guys, get after them early, establish the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football, and see another page out of the Sean McVay book. We had some explosive plays last week. We're expecting explosive plays this week from the running game and the pass game.
And also, man, before you get out here, man, hey, talk about your weekend, man. What ring is that you got on, bro? You keep flashing. What is that, bro? Oh, that's a Memphis. Man. Hey, I lost mine, man. I had two of them and lost it, bro. I know, bro.
I'm coming to Memphis, man. You got a big game this weekend versus Mississippi State. And it's going to be a celebration. So I'm coming to watch some good football, man. Hopefully we get this dub.
I didn't realize until this week we was the last team to beat Mississippi State when we put them beat the break. Yeah, bro. Memphis. Last Memphis team.
Okay.
Yeah, not the last team. Not the last team, okay. But the last Memphis team to beat Mississippi State. So, yeah, looking for a good weekend. Also, you want to shout out, man, your autograph session proceeds. Some of the proceeds benefit the Flight 300 program. Talk about that, bro.
Oh, yeah. That'll be taking place tomorrow from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, right in the midst of the tailgating that's going to be happening right there at Tiger Lane. So people can come out, man, bring those souvenirs, those 8x10s, those mini helmets, the helmets that you've been looking to get signed. And parts of the proceeds of that, man, like you mentioned, is going to my foundation, Flight 300 program, man. So it'll be a great event, great opportunity. And who knows, man, what great former Tigers you'll see there participating in, and then just being around the whole tailgate.
Indeed, man. Anything else you want to add before we get up out of here, bro?
That's it, Doc. I mean, you gonna wear your jersey to the game? Your tight jersey?
No, man. I ain't gonna wear my 3-1, bro. This your day, man. I'm gonna be incognito, bro. It's your day, man. I'm just gonna be in the background, bro. So everybody saluting you, man, rightfully so, because you deserve to be saluted, brother. So I'm just gonna be that quiet. And it's hard to keep me quiet.
Yeah, indeed. We shall see.
All right, man. Well, have a safe trip, bro. I'll see you when you get to Memphis, man. That's going to do it for another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.